Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you that have been watching the stock market or just watching any of the news channels, if you could stomach the news after everything going on with politics, you're noticing that there's a lot of vaccines out there in production, right? We heard the news of the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, AstraZeneca's working on one, Novio, Johnson & Johnson, Sanofi. There's a whole bunch of other foreign pharmaceutical companies working on the vaccine. And a lot of you guys are thinking, okay, wait a second here. Do I need to get the first one? What if it's the BlackBerry of the vaccines? Not that BlackBerry was bad. BlackBerry phone was nice, but if you guys remember with BlackBerry, that phone came out when the first of the smartphones. Some of us liked it. Me, I just had a tough time embracing it until iPhone came out, and then I was like, huh. So for me, I like the second or third. I usually don't like the first. Right? The first guy I ever dated, wouldn't have married. Now, it took the 2,758th person I dated to finally marry. So, anyway, we're like the fourth, I don't know. So, you know, some of you have been kind of inquiring, going, what if the Pfizer vaccine comes out before the Moderna vaccine? I want the Moderna vaccine and not the Pfizer vaccine. Well, all right, guys, beggars can't be choosers. Apparently what's going to happen is initially whoever is high risk, first responders, etc., they're going to get the first batches. They're going to get, I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to take my vaccine until I know everybody's been able to get theirs. That's just the mommy in me. And it's not a selfish thing. I trust, you know, whether it's going to be the Pfizer vaccine or Moderna vaccine or whatever, I trust that by the time these vaccines are given out, it's going to be fine. I don't know if they're going to give long-term immunity. Part of my selfish thinking is, well, if I wait till next August, or if, you know, for some reason we need a newer one, then at least I didn't get two shots and I'll just get, you know, the next shot for that season. If that's what's going on, we still don't know. We still don't know if this has to be a yearly thing. But I feel confident that whatever injection the FDA approves is going to go through, because trust me, they don't want lawsuits. Any administration doesn't need any more bad publicity. The Biden administration, the Trump administration, none of them are going to want the bad publicity. So I really feel like they're going to make sure that it's safe. But I don't believe you're going to get to choose the Moderna vaccine or the Pfizer vaccine or the AstraZeneca vaccine. Now, what are the differences? So really quickly here, we talked about the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. Those are mRNA vaccines. So what does that mean? Well, it means they're not actual COVID virus that was killed or weakened. This is genetic material. It's a vaccine that helps induce your immune system to figure out what sort of protein it has to recognize. So it's not supposed to make you sick. There are side effects to these vaccines: fatigue, headache, arm soreness, feeling achy. But those are pretty common with any sort of vaccine. It could be the adjuvant. It could be, you know, just your immune system getting worked up. You know, I mean, whenever you do have a virus, you start to kind of feel achy because your immune system's kind of, you know, it's not so much a virus making you feel like crap, but it's your immune system. So I'm not surprised that some of us might feel a little achy and kind of not so good when we get the shot. The differences, though, between the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine, which is why you saw Pfizer stock start to drop a little bit and Moderna vaccine explode yesterday, is because the Pfizer vaccine was 90% effective. Moderna vaccine, 94.5% effective. Their studies are still not done yet. And so, yeah. that was, you know, it's significant in that it's a 94.5% efficacy rate. It's a little bit better than Pfizer, but the big thing was the storage and the transport. Okay, the Pfizer vaccine has to be, I believe, transported anywhere between negative 70 and negative 90 degrees Fahrenheit. That's not a typical freezer. We are talking super, super, super freezing conditions. The Moderna vaccines, like freezers, are fine. You can do a freezer with ours. Do we believe it? I believe it. But, ouch. I mean, that could put Pfizer out completely. If people don't have the proper freezing and storage facilities for one vaccine and the other vaccine you stick in the average freezer, works. The other thing, too, is whenever you do get a vaccine and you have to administer it, all right, it still has to be kept cold. The Pfizer vaccine is only allowed to live in a refrigerator for about 5 days. The Moderna vaccine could be in your refrigerator for 30 days. Not your refrigerator home, but the doctor. So if they do start to distribute these to nearby clinics and we're administering the vaccine, we have a month for it to live in the refrigerator. That's pretty good. Now, what about what's coming around the bend with like AstraZeneca and Inovio? Inovio is not doing mRNA. They're doing a DNA vaccine, again, where the genetic material goes in. It starts to retrain cells, either to make the protein, to induce your immune system. It's a little similar to the mRNA using genetic material. Again, we believe it's safe. Inovio had some issues. I think they were dealing with some lawsuits early on, which is why the stock dropped really badly a few months ago. And now it's starting to come back up because Inovio just got FDA approval to go into their phase 2 trials with their vaccine, the DNA vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, no, the AstraZeneca vaccine, this is interesting. The AstraZeneca vaccine is a viral-based, it's a vector. This is interesting. Hold on a second. Let me word this correctly. It is a replication-deficient chimpanzee viral vector. So what they did is they took a very weakened adenovirus, which is like a cold virus, put the SARS-CoV-2 genetic material in it. And what they did with that is they then introduced that into the body. And they hope that the body can make a immune response to it. And so hold on a second. Let me get my, we're coming back online really quickly here. So, no, we're not. So anyway, so with this, they didn't use a human virus. They used an animal virus because if they use a human virus, the body might have already been, you know, exposed to adenovirus and we'll be like, no, we've seen that before. So this induces an immune system, immune response to the genetic material that has the spike protein. This AstraZeneca is kind of interesting. And then Johnson & Johnson has another one coming. We're gonna keep talking about this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're going to continue this last segment on what are the different types of vaccines coming around the bend? What do they mean? Many of your questions we're going to try to answer. Like one of you asked, why do they have to be tested on animals? One of you was asking about how are combined phases being done in clinical trials. Okay, so, my research experience is fairly robust in terms of, you know, having worked at the EPA and, you know, worked on ivermectin and sorts of, you know, treatments. We worked on bacteria. Actually, I did this at UNLV, worked at bacteria at the Nevada test site. I've done a whole variety of experiments. I've never worked, though, on a clinical trial for a vaccine. Okay, again, I preface that. I know it shocks you. Yes, I am not, no, I have never been a lead researcher or an assistant researcher or even near a lab when they were testing a vaccine. Okay? Usually I'm on the potty reading an Inquirer. So I am sorry if that shocks most of you. However, for those of us in medicine, we get pretty well versed on the vaccination process. And whenever we start off figuring out how a vaccine works, we do use animals. And I know we've had PETA on the show and we've talked about how it would be nice for us to be able to, you know, not use animals in our studies in the future at all. But when we do use animals with these new vaccine studies, they're using them not to see if the vaccine is going to kill an animal. Okay, we try not to, when we start making a vaccine, not make something that's going to cause an animal to explode. What we do is we, and I get, you know, I'm not saying this is why, you know, it's completely okay to have animals in the lab. We understand an animal would rather be out in the wild with their mommy and daddy and not in a lab. I get that. But just to kind of clarify, when we do the preclinical trials, let's say with animals in the vaccine, we want to see if it produces any sort of immune response. It doesn't make a lot of sense to spend the billions of dollars in vaccine development if it doesn't even start doing an immune response. And it doesn't make sense to start taking humans and injecting something into them if we don't think it's going to, you know, amount to anything. So a lot of times these might include an animal to see if an immune response is elicited. Okay, hopefully the animal still lives and the animal is fine, but that's another discussion for a different day. Yeah, and I know I've threatened my animals, you know, to you know, submit them to science so they get worked on, but no one's going to want my animals. They're just, you know, I mean, unless they need to kind of do, you know, psychiatric studies on them. But there's, or eating disorders. I think two of them have an eating disorder, and I think that needs to be tested. So then we have the safety trials, and the safety trials do have to involve humans. Okay, you can't just do animal. You have to bring it into humans. And so they'll take a small group of humans and they'll, you know, make sure that they can document any sort of side effect that could happen, whether it's a headache or myalgias, body aches, redness at the site, things like that. If they think that the vaccine is pretty safe and that it stimulates the immune system, they can move on to some of the deeper and the more progressive phases. So phase two is when we kind of expand it to more people. And again, we're always looking for safety. Okay, it isn't that, all right, you know, we think it's safe. We have to assess safety, every aspect of the vaccine production process, because we also don't want a vaccine giving somebody a false sense of security. You know, we don't want a vaccine to cause a problem later on down the line. So this allows more months to be added to the watch when we give somebody a vaccine. And so with the phase two, this is when we start to look at patient populations. It isn't that we're just going to try to see if a small group of population works. Now we got to look at the types of populations: men, women, kids, older people, African Americans, Caucasian, Asian. So we need to see that if we're going to market a vaccine, we don't want to say this is a vaccine for only white people or this is a vaccine for only women. I mean, we need to, you know, see that if it has the flexibility and it induces an immune system, because again, we're all different. We all have different genetic makeups. We might have, you know, a different propensity towards launching an immune system towards one or the other. We also know that COVID affects African Americans a lot of times more severely than Caucasians. So we need to make sure that the vaccine doesn't cause side effects in that population, or it still produces an adequate enough immune response. So this is usually by phase two. This is where we really start describing it better, and we get a better idea of the populations that it helps. Okay, and then by that's still though a lot of times in a very, very smaller setting. By phase three, we try to replicate real life by giving people either the shot or the placebo. They don't know. We talked about this. You don't want the researcher going, oh, I like her, she's blonde, so I'm going to give her the real thing. It's a double blind. So the person giving the injection doesn't know if it's a dummy placebo or if it's the real thing, and the patient doesn't know. So they don't know. So then they get the vaccine, and then they get watched, and they have to report any side effects. They have to report if they got COVID or not, and they get followed. So it basically allows, and that involves thousands. Like Moderna, I think they started with about 26,500 people. I think the Pfizer study, 40,000 people. So they really do use, they try to get a nice chunk of sample population that they could watch in real time. One of you had asked, what are phase 2-3 combos? What's going on with these combos? Well, many of these countries, like you'll see, I think with Russia and China, they're not waiting for the separate steps. Some of them will combine the trials to accelerate things. And if they might do their research gathering on, you know, not only the safety, but on, you know, if it helps older people as well as younger people, et cetera, during a phase 3, shall we say, trial with thousands of people. So you will see, you know, like in America, FDA kind of has to approve, you know, some of the advancement of the phases. You know, in other countries, they might just be like, you know, screw it. We're just going to already give it. And then we're going to, you know, whoever volunteers, great. And then we're going to follow them and give you that data. So sometimes the real time, depending on the public emergency, they might just start giving it. And we kind of saw something like that with Ebola vaccine. They didn't have the time and they need to hurry. All right. And then, while we're looking at the results, if the initial results and the early results, you know, start coming out good, like Pfizer and Moderna, all right, they might use that to start asking the FDA, can we have limited approval to start giving it to certain high risk populations? Because we're in a pandemic. All right. Does the study have to be finished for the FDA to approve and allow distribution? Not always. It's nice, but not always. The Pfizer and Moderna still have to finish their studies, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, etc. Now, we were going back to, you know, which vaccine, you know, would I get? You know, of all these vaccines coming around the bend. We were talking about before the last break, AstraZeneca's vaccine is interesting, where it's, they use a vector, basically. They're using an adenovirus that will circulate animals and use it on humans. We can't really use the human adenovirus because many of us humans have already identified it, have already been exposed to it, so it might not induce a new immune response. But they use something that we're not having been exposed to, like from a chimpanzee, and the AstraZeneca vaccine is very, very interesting in what they're doing. They're, I think, going on to stage 3 clinical trials as well. They had to remember, AstraZeneca had to halt their study because somebody had I believe, a transverse myelitis or somebody had, I believe, died of COVID, but it turned out they got the placebo. They did not get the vaccine. So they went back and they go, this person didn't get the vaccine, they got placebo. So AstraZeneca was able to move forward. Johnson & Johnson also able to move forward with theirs. AstraZeneca, still probably going to be a two-shot sort of vaccine. Johnson & Johnson is the one that I've been excited about because Johnson & Johnson had preliminarily been going, look, we're doing a one-shotter. And, yes, I bought some stock. Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson, remember, with all the vaginal talcum powder issues and ovarian cancer suits, Johnson & Johnson has gotten some bad hits. And so with this, I was like, they came out with the one shot. Because we talked about how the two-shot Moderna, the two-shot Pfizer, the two-shot AstraZeneca, possibly the two-shot Inovio, the two shots cause challenges because if somebody doesn't come back in 3 weeks or come back in 4 weeks if they're supposed to, the shot was a waste. And so, you know, getting people to come in correctly the first time around and then getting them to come back is tricky. I mean, you almost have to send people to work or you'd have to send the National Guard. I don't know how they would implement that. But the average person doesn't come back for their hepatitis or their Gardasil, you know, vaccine correctly. So how are they, you know, are they going to do that for these? Johnson & Johnson was originally going to be just a one-shot deal. From what I understand, they've moved forward now investigating how they might have to do a second shot. So which one would I get? I'd get the one that would only be one shot, but it doesn't look like we have anyone coming around the bend yet with that. Okay? Hope that answers your questions. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Bye. bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump advisor Rick Grenell said the Nevada Democratic Party is in full panic mode after a decision not to certify a local race due to a number of discrepancies. President Trump called the decision a big victory, saying it could have a major impact. Their comments came in tweets regarding the Clark County Commission race between Stavros Anthony, a Republican, and Democrat Ross Miller. The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper reported Miller defeated Anthony by 10 votes. However, Register of Voters Joe Garcia said his office identified 139 unexplainable discrepancies in the election. Democrat Representative Ben McAdams of Utah lost his re-election bid against former NFL player Burgess Owens, allowing Republicans to regain control of all four congressional seats in Utah. McAdams conceded in an online news conference Monday afternoon, shortly before media outlets called the race. Out of concern for safety during the COVID-19 pandemic, Arlington National Cemetery has canceled its annual Wreath Across America event on December 19th. USA Radio News. Hurricane Iota slammed into Nicaragua overnight, sending roofs flying into streets, toppling electricity poles, and uprooting trees. Winds were in excess of 155 miles an hour for the Category 4 hurricane. About 40,000 people in Nicaragua have been evacuated to shelters. Many coastal areas are at risk of storm surges as much as 20 feet above normal tides. In Honduras, 80,000 people were moved to safety. Marcio Bacha, director of the Nicaraguan Institute of Earth Studies, says it's the strongest hurricane that has touched Nicaragua. Nicaraguan soil since records began. There's mask changes at Costco.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So in my neck of the woods in Nevada, Trump has tweeted that he got a big victory in Nevada. It didn't necessarily affect the presidential campaign, but it does affect the Clark County Commissioner race. Apparently, that race has not been certified. It's between Ross Miller and Stavros Anthony. And discrepancies have been found. Apparently, Ross Miller had led Stavros by about 10 votes after more than 153,000 ballots were counted, but 130 discrepancies were found, ranging from inadvertently canceled votes, reactivated voter cards, check-in errors at polling places. So there might be a do-over. Now, Trump did, you know, take to Twitter to celebrate a quote-unquote big victory, claimed large-scale voter discrepancy. And, you know, in Nevada, and many of you have been asking, you know, what the hell's going on down here? You know, Nevada has kind of been blue, and I hate thinking that a state is a blue state or a red state. I really don't like how that happens. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, that, I mean, I'm a fan of the Electoral College, but I, you know, the support for Trump in this state had been just phenomenal and overwhelming. And so if Nevada was going to quote unquote go back to red, this was the election it was going to happen in. And, unfortunately there were stories of, you know, people who left Vegas after the, you know, pandemic because they couldn't find jobs. Their votes still counted. People who hadn't lived here for over 30 days voted. And so there's been a lot of rumors that many of our ballots, vans, people bust in, a lot of rumors that I don't know if they've been, ruled in, ruled out. And Biden had won Nevada at a 50.06% of the vote, Trump 47.67%. So they say Biden had finished with a 33,596 vote statewide victory, and I believe they certified those results. But Clark County commissioners have not certified the results of a county commission race after discrepancies were found. So Trump tweeted big victory moments ago in the state of Nevada. The all-Democrat county commissioner race on same ballot as president just threw it out because of large-scale voter discrepancy. Clark County officials do not have confidence in their own election security. Major impact. So the commission took a first step towards a do-over in one district where Ross Miller, who's Nevada Secretary of State, led Republican Las Vegas City Councilman Stavros Anthony by 10 votes. And election official Mr. Gloria, sorry, I don't have his first name here. Sorry, now we're having computer issues. Oh my gosh. Said the 139 discrepancies in the Miller-Anthony race could not be reconciled, much more than the margins separating the candidates. They do not believe a recount would change that total, so they're going to probably have to do a re-vote to choose Miller or Anthony. So where, and listen, I know many of you are frustrated. Some of you are frustrated saying that Biden won, let us move on. Others are saying, I don't get it. If there's voter fraud or discrepancies, do over. And I get that. I get both sides. If Biden won fair and square, we move on. But if there are voter discrepancies, if there were, like I said, you know, contamination of the process, you can't trust the process. And I do believe then a do-over election needs to be done. Now, this would be with the commissioner office, but where it's getting held up and where, you know, Trump is still holding firm and not conceding and probably hoping that the 12th Amendment would kick in. We talked about that. If there is enough proof of fraud and, the states do not allow another election, then it could go to the House of Representatives to vote on the new president. And it's not the House where it's, you know, the 437 people in House of Representatives, or 438, I need to double check the number, I think it changed, it would be one vote per state. And Trump would then easily win if Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, you know, is getting one vote, and California, New York, and Oregon, and Washington get another vote, get a single vote. So, you know, how can there be fraud in one race and it not affect the presidential race? Well, where the election officials are hinging on is the margins. Now, if Biden led by 22,000 votes, is anybody looking to see all the votes he got if any of them were fraudulent? Same thing with Trump. And there's been a lot of efforts on the late ballots, but if many of the ballots that were, you know, put into the mailboxes early on had fraud, I don't know if anybody's catching them. Mail-in ballots, I think, were a disaster. We knew we weren't ready. And so, I, you know, I I understand, you know, many of you have said, you know, more media should be asking Trump to concede and not, you know, if you ran a race and you think there was fraud and you're being told that there's evidence of fraud, would you give in? You know, I get it. I get it. It stinks. You know, we do want to move forward. We do want to know that our election process is whole and safe, you know. I don't think mail-in ballots should have ever, I think the election should have been postponed until we could prove that there was going to be no fraud, all the machines were going to do what they're supposed to, that we weren't going to have people at the election polls working the ballots who were wearing Biden T-shirts or Trump T-shirts. You know, I think we really should have, I think the process should have been studied, researched before the election gone on. I think the election should have been postponed. That was me. We postponed the Olympics. We postponed weddings. But nope. So doing an election halfway is why we're in the position we're in right now. And it really, really would stink if the fraud did happen and we didn't get the president that America voted for. So that's where we are with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hurricane Iota is bringing catastrophic winds and life-threatening flooding just miles from where Ada made landfall. So Hurricane Iota, and yes, we're in mid-November now, barreled into Central America, still recovering from Ada. On Tuesday, swells from the storm could be felt from Central America to the Yucatan Peninsula, as far east as Jamaica, as far south as Colombia. Its landfall was just 15 miles south of where Hurricane Ida struck. It actually reached Category 5 strength. Made landfall near the town of Jaulover, Nicaragua, at about 10:40 p.m. Eastern time. It was Category 4 when it hit. Maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. We don't think it's going to strengthen again. We think it's going to weaken. Thus far, no deaths were reported in several cities in the Rivas region. There was a strip of land between Lake Nicaragua and the Pacific Ocean in the nation's southwest. Authorities are monitoring rivers, placing vulnerable families in shelters. 30 inches of rain has been forecast in some locations. From what we understand, it's still packing winds of about 75 miles per hour, and it is continuing inland. We hope this is the last of this. Iota is going to be the second major hurricane to hit the areas in many weeks, because November 3rd, Hurricane Ida made landfall as a Category 4 storm, causing landslides and flooding, and then it kind of made a turn and started to head towards Florida. So this definitely wasn't a very easy hurricane season. We hope it ends soon. Hurricane season technically ends November 30th. All right, now if you thought the drama is quieting down, it's going to pick up. We got Black Friday about to hopefully save stores. But unfortunately, the stores who have been relying on Black Friday to save their tushies need to have limited shoppers. Walmart has resumed counting and monitoring the number of customers that enter and leave its stores, according to CNN, because, unfortunately, we still have rules and restrictions, you know, through governors to social distance and not have as many people in a building. So the company began limiting the number of people to 20% of each store capacity, and they're going to try to limit the numbers of people. Black Friday is now being spread across online platforms and not just one day. Already you can get Black Friday specials. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's just funny how a virus could just change the whole landscape of America and our freedoms and our activities and our being offered or refused services. We made so much progress in discrimination and segregation, and you know, we've made so much progress in not being able to refuse service, not being able to turn somebody down, not being able to discriminate, and here we are with new types of discrimination. And those with medical conditions or medical exemptions to masks, not going to probably work for you much longer. And I own a couple salons, and we have people who have, shall we say, autism. We have people with COPD. We have people with dementia that come in and just can't wear a mask. And we've been asked by city officials to, despite medical exemptions, even though that was the original governor order with medical exemptions, okay, for those individuals, they have to wear a mask. And I am not ready to turn down somebody with autism or turn down somebody with dementia. But Costco, and I understand why, Costco is making rules saying no mask, no service. They will allow a face shield. Now, you know, and I know that the germs can just come under the shield and then still spew out, but you cannot walk into a Costco, medical exemption or not, without a mask or without a facial shield. That's going to be at all of the locations. Many people think that's a great, great move. It's understandable because if you see somebody without a mask, like, why are they without a mask? Really? They got an exemption. Everybody knows a doctor. Everybody knows. I have not written one mask exemption since this pandemic. I haven't. And it's not because I don't believe in them. I'm not allowed to inject my beliefs into medicine, but because, you know, with telemedicine, we're not allowed to. We're not supposed to be, you know, giving restrictions and things like that when we didn't examine the patient. And so but there's a lot of people out there that, you know, no medical providers, they get the quote unquote exemption, so they don't have to wear a mask. Well, I think the mask exemption days are over. Costco and all of their stores will refuse services to you if you don't have a mask or if you don't have a facial shield. Now, again, easier said than, like I said, a lot of people are like, ooh, yay, all right, good, yeah, force everybody to wear a mask, ooh, good, we're going to stop COVID. Well, if you think it'll stop COVID, great, and like I said, I support mask mandates, I'll support them as a doctor, you know, I like some protection. In fact, if somebody does have COPD, if somebody does have dementia, I do think the mask protects the wearer. I've been saying this since day one. Finally, studies are going, the mask protects the wearer too. So I would like autistic kids. I would like, seniors and stuff protected. But what do you do if you can't put something on your face? Now, Costco will allow kids under 2 to not have a mask. Now, I think it's really funny that it's kids under 2. Okay. The terrible 2s are terrible 2s for a reason. Okay. These toddlers are not very easy to deal with. So if you have a 2-year-old who's 2 years and 2 months, good luck getting that kid to keep a mask on. Okay, the terrible 2s are because these kids are like, uh-uh. Okay, no. Okay, I'm not a baby anymore. I'm a big 2-year-old. And, I don't, you know, 3-4-year-olds you could work with, but a 2-year-old? So if you got a 2-year-old that just turned 2 and they're not going to wear a mask, you might have to keep the kid at home. Well, then that brings us to, well, what do you do if you have a family member who has dementia and they want to get a haircut? Or because these mask mandates, and like I said, even in my state, we were told that those with medical conditions, you know, have exemptions. And then somebody comes into the store going, look, you know, everybody, even with a medical exemption, has to wear a mask. Then, you know, what happens if you have a family member that, you know, can't wear a mask? Luckily, these laws are a little flexible with face coverings. And, you know, one thing I've told some people to do that have worked for some kids and some older individuals is to do the bandana around the mouth, like the, you know, play, you know, cops and robbers sort of thing. And it isn't an adequate face covering by any means. But if many of these places are allowing shields, And they're allowing a shield with the mouth open. And that shield doesn't work for your family member because they don't like something on their head. You could always try like a bandana. You could always try, you know, something that, you know, is, I get that this isn't comfortable. You could try a scarf, a very loose fitting, thin scarf. And it stinks because, you know, the reason why this is happening, it's not because Costco is causing COVID spread. It's not because a salon is causing COVID spread. It's not because the little bakery is causing COVID spread. It's the states want compliance. And when you see somebody out there not wearing a mask, you're like, well, they're not wearing a mask, so I don't have to. I mean, you don't know how many times I've gone to like a drive through and I've seen the mask down below the nose or mouth so they could talk. I'm like, oh, good, so I could talk back to you. Good, because I can't, you know. People look at it as a freedom of, oh, thank God, or like a permission to be able to take the mask down. And in order to get people to comply, state officials need to show that everybody's in a mask and everybody has a face covering. That being said, if you live in a state or, you know, there are, you know, companies that you're trying to go to and you can't bring grandma and all that, I mean, my advice to you, and I really hate to give this advice to anybody, I don't want older individuals to be discriminated against. I don't want older individuals to feel like they can't live, you know, or they have to just stay home. But this isn't the... I mean, this isn't the time of year, unfortunately, where I think we're going to be safe. I mean, I'm more scared of flu. I'm more scared of pneumonia. I mean, I think we got, you know, even bigger fish to fry than this. It just, you know, older people still want to go out there and go shopping, and some of them need food. My mom goes to Costco. Now, she wears her mask. My mom is very good with the masks. I was surprised. I love my mom. I did not think my mom was going to be very compliant when it came to the mask because she always needs to talk, you know. And so, yeah. Next, I want to talk about Amazon. Amazon has started their pharmacy. They have launched Amazon Pharmacy. It is going to be a delivery service for prescription medications. They had acquired... PillPack, it's a delivery service. They've now launched their Amazon Pharmacy such that your doctor can send the prescription to Amazon. Customers could have their insurance information, choose payment options, etc., manage prescriptions. And then they can, there's a portal. There's pharmacists available 24/7. And they are now going to be able to get prescription drugs. Already, Amazon has over-the-counter drugs. I don't know if you've noticed vitamin C and things like that. Amazon has their own brand of over-the-counter medications. Well, the medication industry, I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed during lockdowns, pharmacies have just exploded in business because, one, people are panicking or people still need their medications, etc. And every time I'm at a pharmacy, there's a line. So Amazon, why not? So Amazon already has a pretty aggressive, you know, grocery and food store and delivery system. I don't really buy groceries from Amazon because I don't like it's for some reason when I want to buy something, I don't have the minimum amount. And then when I don't know, I haven't really, it just hasn't worked for me. I do the Amazon Prime, I just don't do Amazon groceries. But Amazon Pharmacy is going to now launch in the U.S. And the online pharmacies are projected to hit revenues of $131 billion by 2025 worldwide. Prescription drugs have been estimated to be a $904 billion industry. So they say PillPack has provided exceptional pharmacy service for individuals with chronic health conditions for over 6 years. We're expanding our pharmacy offering to Amazon.com, which will help more customers. Will Amazon Pharmacy knock out many of these smaller pharmacies? Probably. I don't know what this means to Walgreens and CVS and Rite Aid. Couldn't be good. Good for Amazon, though. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Rebel. Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.